When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We are action, Jackson.
Yes.
We are worry. We are worry. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Yasmin Akram.
I'm Philippa Dunn. Can you hear me okay, Yasmin?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. I can hear your scores for the Eurovision. Thank you, Denmark.
That's how it so feels. It's like, it's just as we were starting there was like a miniature crackle and the most miniature time delay, but it really felt like we were on totally different sides of the continent there.
I know. It does bring back to the glamour days of Eurovision when you used to be watching it on the television going, what is that? That they can't speak. There's like a 20 second gap.
And can't then hear someone you. Goes, West
yes.
Germany, we can't hear you.
Yeah. You know when someone, you're talking to someone at a dinner party, if you go to dinner parties or out and about and they're a little bit, you know, they're not the greatest conversationalists. My sister always says, oh, they're a bit live via satellite.
Oh, there's a delay, is there?
It's a bit of a delay.
Yeah.
Yes. This is a comedy podcast about worrying and how we worry and how we think we can help you. Maybe. I don't know at this stage.
Don't know if we'll be of any help.
No. But thanks so much for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks anyway.
What's been going on with you, Phil?
Sorry. Not much. Just trying to get my head out of my hoop because I don't know if I'm going to really time ourselves here by saying it's approaching the Christmas period.
Sorry, it's Christmas o'clock.
Yeah, we are in the Christmas period. You wouldn't know around here. Here. You wouldn't know around here because there is neither a brunthness bought nor a turkey. We won't be any turkey in this house this year because we won't be cooking. But
be going back to Arles.
And I'm just very conscious of the amount of things there is to do in a very short space of time.
Mm.
But look at no different to anyone else on the planet. No different. We're all busy people. We've all got a lot to do in our daily lives. And the way I cope with it, the way I cope with being really busy is snatch a 4-hour window here, snatch a 4-hour window there.
like a power nap, a power nap of 4 hours.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you go to bed for 4 hours, there is no power in it. It's just, it makes you more tired.
Oh, yeah.
So I get up and I go, God, oh, I couldn't possibly start that job now. I'm far too tired.
I'm spent from the nap.
That nap has me left exhausted. I'm exhausted from sleeping. I cannot even.
No, you can't. This is the thing. No. You can't post-nap. I understand that. Mm. Also, can I just say a few things for people listening? First of all, bruntness, which is a word that I love that you've just used.
Yeah.
Irish for present.
Present.
If you want to use that in your everyday lives, please feel free, the Irish people. Mm. On behalf of the Irish people, we give you that word. You're welcome. Yeah. And also, when you've been listening to this podcast, right? If you've been listening to it going, wasn't it just Easter the other day on this podcast or the last episode? This will show you how friggin' long it takes us over this year to get together and sit down and record episodes. So they're quite spaced out. So don't, look, it's not you, it's us.
It's
Worry. Don't worry and think that time has lost all form. It's just, it's taken us a bit of time. Thanks very much for bearing with.
Syncing up diaries can be problematic at times.
Yes.
Because we're too exhausted. It's not that we're busy. We're too exhausted.
From the naps. Every day, yeah. A 4-hour nap.
So all this sleeping just leaves no time for recording. So,
no,
you know.
No.
And listen, what comes first? Sleep.
The naps. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm glad that you brought up. You brang up? Oh my God, that's so Drogheda. No. That's where I'm from. In Drogheda, we say things like brang and we say trun instead of throne.
Yeah.
I trun it in the back.
I love that, though. I need another 4-hour nap. Goodbye. I love that, though. Trun and brawn
and brang. I just said I brang. I'm glad that you brang up. Lord above Philippa, is it going to be one of those days? It probably is.
Could be.
But I'm glad that you brang up Christmas. Because should I don't know whose turn it is this time, but shall I just launch into this worry that I was having now? Or I can't remember if it's you or me going first.
I don't think it matters because last week it was Easter and now it's Christmas. So, I mean, us going in sequence, who cares? Yeah.
Who cares? No one's going to hang up the podcast because they're going, well, listen, it was definitely Yaz last time. And now she's going first this time. Well, I've had enough of her.
Can't keep
Thank
up
you
with
very
these
much.
Women. Yeah.
These mad Irish women. Well, this is my worry is that, so I obviously am doing the thing, I'm sure you're doing it too, of meeting up with friends or, you know, business acquaintances in the run up to Christmas. We've got like 2 weeks left, two and a bit weeks left. And what I'm finding is that I am doing the thing of going, I better buy them a present. Because if I don't, if I go there, sans gift, sans bruntness, and I'm sitting there across from somebody who then gets out a, you know, oh, I've just got you this thing, I will be mortified and livid at myself that I didn't plan. I have bought presents to the extent that there is no more room
Money?
In my living room because I've gone feckin' nuts.
Oh my God. And
also two other things have happened. It happened with two friends where I wanted to buy them something small. I'm doing hair ponies, as they say in Modern Family. And what I ordered online turned up and it was massive. So I got rid of one of them the other day because I saw my friend. Now I'm seeing another friend this evening and I've bought her this, I can tell you because she's not going to listen, but a panettone. You know those Italian?
Oh, yes.
But it's like, it's 1 kg.
What?
It's huge. I thought I was buying a little panettone that she could have, maybe, you know, her and her husband could have a little nibble of that on a Christmas Eve. It's like a truck I've just gotten.
A kg.
It wasn't like I didn't spend the earth on it, but like, my God, it's going to break my arm bringing it in.
Is it like a dumbbell, do you know?
It's like a bleeding dumbbell.
Not a dumbbell. Kettlebell. A kettlebell of fruity bread.
Kettle, whatever it is.
One of them.
And I think it's that thing of...
Just a bell.
It's just a big bell. It's a big bed. Never bring it today.
I got you a bell for Christmas. Here you go.
Ta-da. But it's that thing of not being comfortable with that moment of discomfort around, oh, I'm so sorry, Pamela. I didn't get you anything. Or that like, it's being able to receive a gift without immediately going, ha ha, I got you too, I've got one, don't worry about it, it's covered. And I don't love who I've become over this period of time.
What a very generous person.
Oh no, that's very kind of you. No, I think it's the because it doesn't feel generous, I'll be honest. It feels like I got it. It's that kind of defensive gift buying.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right back at ya.
And I did another thing as well where I bought some gifts for my agents. My agents. And they have sent me a lovely gift and I was like, I wanted to pay them back. And so I bought everything for... I bought for people in the office and then realised I hadn't bought for somebody in the office and then I had to buy them a present because I couldn't think of then sending in and then one person not having a gift. Yeah. Even though we haven't spoken or worked together this year, but it's just...
Ever.
I've never met them.
And then the ultimate nightmare scenario is where you buy everyone, you've bought everyone the same present, right? Nice present. And then you go, shit, I forgot about... Pamela, and you go and you try and find the same present so she's not left out, and there's none left.
Yes, yeah. Do you know what? That has happened. That has happened. Because I was doing a theme and I've broken the theme. It was like everybody's kind of getting candles and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And now
the theme this year is, Pamela, you're not worth it.
Pamela, you're getting fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It's poor Pamela. No, but that's exactly the thing where it doesn't really make any sense. And I'm sure that she'll be like, oh, I didn't expect that. Of course she will. She's a very nice person. But it's just the thing that I'm going, all bases have to be covered. And God almighty, what if somebody for 1 second goes, oh, she didn't bring me a present. Now, Philippa, I will tell you this, and I'm sure you can relate to it. There were a time in my life where I was fucking broke. Right? Broke. And okay. I couldn't buy nobody nothing. And
couldn't
I
buy even a present for yourself.
Exactly. And this is the thing. I used to make things for people. And of course, nobody wanted those presents, but they got them.
Shut up.
And so now, you know, it's not like anybody was going, oh, yes, he didn't make me a present. I can't. They'd be like, oh, thank God I didn't get, you know, whatever it was.
That's another sock puppet.
Yeah. Or a lot of times a story. I would gift people stories like they wanted that.
Oh, that's lovely though.
Thanks. See, this is why it would have worked back then between the two of us. You would have been delighted with a pudding or a story or something that I'd crafted together using my own hands. But yeah, it's not. You're so lovely to say it's a generous thing, because I feel it's more like, as I say, it's a defensive thing, and it's a feeling of not. It's, I don't want to be seen as a Scrooge.
Oh.
Can I stop for 1 second? Because I've always had, I used to this bit about, it's not good. It's not good. It's not good now. It's not stand up worthy. But I used to do a bit in my stand up about Scrooge. And my thing was, why do we, any of us, bother changing? Because the whole story of Scrooge is that at the end, he turns into this amazing guy who loved Christmas and gave presents. And, you know, I can't remember what the line is, but like, he kept Christmas better than anyone.
Oh,
but
okay.
When you call someone a Scrooge, it's because you're calling them miserly or grumpy or so. Even though he changed and went on that journey, nobody remembers that.
No.
And they keep referring
to the name. Yeah.
It's like if you did something and you to improve your life, and everybody just keeps referring to you before you did the huge emotional work that you needed to do. So that was so. Let us think about that. Why don't we use Scrooge in the proper sense and go, oh my God, she loves Christmas. She is such a Scrooge.
Scrooge. Such a Scrooge, that one. But so, nobody's going to be on the same page as that. So they're going to be like,
no, they're like,
oh, that's
really
a bit mean, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm doing it wrong there. I'm referring to myself as not wanting to be a Scrooge, but I should actually mean I totally want to be a Scrooge.
Or maybe Scrooge was maybe he was in the wrong. Maybe it was just too little too late. It wasn't enough to erase the off reputation. Just because you give someone a turkey on Christmas morning doesn't, you know, make up for 50 or 60 odd years of being a pain.
Oh, I would love if that was the moral of a Christmas carol. Too little, too late.
Ebenezer, come here. Too little, too late. Can I be the ghost of Christmas? Now here's what's up. And I come in and go, Yourself over there. And I beckon him over and I go, here, look at it. I saw what you did there with the turkey and the tiny Tim and all that. It's really nice. Oh, touching. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what it is? I'm the ghost of Christmas. This is what's up. And it's too little, too late. And then I just vanish. I vanish into a glitter and fucking panettone. Poo. And I'm gone.
Panettone dust and glitter all covered in down. And he doesn't even know what a panettone is, because it's Dickensian in London. Although they might have had panettone there at the time. I don't know. I'll have to check my references. But my, oh, listen. Yes, Phil. Can we get that into a story? Can we? That there needs to be a version of the Christmas Carol, because there's 5 million of them, where someone gets real with him at the end and says,
oh, yeah.
And says, here, too little, too late. And why can that person not be you? That wasn't good grammar. But,
because
you know,
it's a work of literary fiction. I'm living right now. All this stuff that people would call, you know, physics, etc. Just,
yeah.
Oh, you're telling me I should write this.
I think you should write it. I think it deserves to be, because you know what? This is what, like, why do we not say that Scrooge is a great thing? Oh, she's such a Scrooge. She celebrates Christmas really well. Because you're right, it's too little too late. And why is that missing from the end of the story?
Story.
Because we're not getting, whatever Charles Dickens, listen, no offense to Charles Dickens, right? He was good. He was very good at what he did. But he's not, we're not getting it. We're not getting the point of the story as the human race. So maybe we just need a little bit of an add-on, which is too little too late. Sorry about it.
Mm. You're still known as, Scrooge is still seen as a negative connotation.
Yes, yeah. But getting back to my point originale, it's just, I don't want to be seen as somebody who is a taker, not a giver.
Right.
A fighter, not a lover.
Yeah. Well, you've successfully boiled it down to the bare roots, because, you know, a lot of people would go, oh, I'm so awkward around gifts. Oh, I hate this. Oh, God. But you've identified, like, no, sorry, baseline is that what I'm actually really afraid of is looking like a meanie. Yeah. And that, like, I might be tight or something or whatever. And
Stinger.
Somewhere. Yeah. And that somewhere along the way, you saw that in other people, you decided, no, I don't want to go down that road.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I get you. I totally get you. There's been so many occasions where I've been sitting there and someone goes, oh, look, it's only very small. But the bag comes up from under the table and you go,
oh, fuckballs.
You've gotten
me now.
Yeah. I didn't get it. Because I'll do those years where I go, I'm not doing anything. I'm not getting anything. I'm just getting the bare minimum of stuff because we're all mad with Christmas coming out of our ears. We're all mad buying stuff. Let's just peel it back this year. And I always walk away and go, yeah, I look like a scabby scab. And I wish I wasn't that person myself also. So here you go. Here, everyone. Last year it was, I gave the postman stuff, which is only kind of,
you gave a present to the postman.
Yeah, but that's because
That does make me feel better.
He had dropped off a lot of, like, he'd done a lot of stuff for us last year. So he was considered in the gift giving.
What did you get? If you don't mind me asking, what did you provide your postman with gift wise?
I just went down to Mark's and I got him some assorted biscuits. Now, a fancier type
present. Yeah.
Not the, you know, just, I was just like, these look nice and these look nice and these look nice. And what would you mind whipping out on a Christmas Eve to have with a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Them nice things. They're going in the bag. There you go. Happy Christmas.
Were they in a tin?
No, they were in a box that was folded in an interesting way. You know, it could have just been a rectangular box. But no, Marks and Spencer do all this thinking for you. And they kind of brought the top of the box into a point that also looked like a bow.
So it kind of looked like a present ready to be gifted.
Yes.
Oh, see, they think of everything. They really do.
Yes, you see, they really do think of everything.
Well, that, no, I feel that makes me feel better. Thank you for that, Phil, because I do think, yes, people do give gifts to people that they work with or that people who have been exceptionally nice or, you know, help them out. Like, that's all there. Actually, there's no one that I bought a present for that I'm like, I don't really like that person or I'm, you know, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Mm. No, something would kick in at some stage and you go, I'm not buying them something. Why would I buy them something? Like, as in, no, because I don't like that person. But, like, gift giving is lovely and it's generous and you don't have to go mad. It can be something really small just to show that you're, like, thinking of someone, that you're grateful for their presence and that, like, I appreciate you. Here you go. Happy Christmas. Have a good one.
I'd rather go with something in hand because I don't want to get the up and down look. Again, it's all me going, oh, please like me. Please don't disapprove of me. You know, take
me.
This one, me buying you something as a representation of me being a good person rather than taking any of our friendship or business relationship, or whatever, into account. Just, you know, it's reductive is what I'm saying, Phil, on my part, to see myself as only worth what I would give to somebody in a gift rather than going, this person likes me and I show up for them and I'm a good friend or a good colleague. Why am I thinking it's important or that they'll go, oh, she's an awful person because she didn't buy me some hand soap?
That's the thing. I don't think Do many people out there keep that mental thing of, well, I didn't get a present from her. I didn't get a present for her. I didn't get a present from Yasmin.
I think some people do, but I don't. I won't name names.
Well, I guess my thing would be then to, when you're going, okay, here's the list.
Yeah.
X, Y, and Z, all the names. I have to buy a present for all these people. I would just go through it very mindfully and just ask myself, honestly, why am I buying this person a present? Why? Mm. Do I feel pressurized to do it? Then you're off the list.
Then you're off the list, Sandra. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, you get nil pois.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You see, is it too late now? You've already said you feel...
They're all got... Listen, the house is bulging. It's bulging. But the seams with presents for people that I fucking need a present. But
and you know what?
That's done.
If you've any of them left over, or you decide, actually, do you know what? You're off the list this year, but I have the present bought. Give it to charity.
Yeah, that's it. Shelter.
Give it to a whatever.
That's... You know what? You're totally right, as per usual.
No, but here's me assuming that you've just gone and bought gifts for people that you really don't like. I don't know.
No, but I think there's something... Well... Now you've said something, I'm going, I should do that, because I remember back in the day when I was a young child, we received a Christmas hamper from the church because we were broke, as I said in the beginning. And I remember going, oh my God, like everybody's helped us, and it was a really lovely thing to have. And it's something that I've done on and off, but like I haven't this year as of yet, but after this conversation I haven't bought anything, like done that, like bought some gifts or done like like some things to contribute to a hamper to give to families who need it, like
people,
you know,
who
like
don't
we
get
got
anything at Christmas.
I know.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head there, that like Christmas can be full of worry, and you know, nothing's more worrying in that I don't have anything. What the hell am I supposed to do during a month-long extravaganza where everyone is getting everything and giving everything? So.
Do you know what? Maybe now I'm worried. Now I'm worried that I might have seemed a little bit like, oh, let me tell you about all the presents I've bought. And I haven't thought about people who don't have anything this month at all. They don't have the ability to buy anything for anyone, or they're, you know, all of that stuff. So apologies to somebody if you're listening to this and you don't have much to, you're not in a position this year to be buying lots of things. Sorry if I sound a bit braggy, because that's not my intention.
You didn't come here with the intention to brag. You didn't. That's not what you were talking about.
No, thanks, Phil. God, I'm super anxious today. I really feel it. I feel like I'm just like all sides going, oh God, I hope I'm not being offensive in any way.
Yeah, like I get those days as well where you're like, you know, you can pick anything you talk about to pieces and you can boil it down. You'd be like, somewhere, something in what I've said just now that's going to annoy someone.
Yes.
But you can overthink things also.
Well, that's it. I mean, I do think we're living in a climate, though, that make people that now it's like you have to make sure, because there's a weird thing where people kind of go, if you don't say something, people go, oh, but you meant this. And you're like, no, I really didn't. I just wasn't even thinking about that. So I think you're right. It's like anxiety. But it's also, I think now more than ever, we're so in everything that we say, we have to like have all bases covered, I think. Do you sometimes find when you listen back to episodes of this, if you do, because we have to, not that I'm sitting on a train enjoying listening to us over and over again, but sometimes I go, oh God, I wish I'd said that differently, or I wish I didn't, now I know that isn't, like this just has come into my mind. We talked about the Krypton factor a couple of episodes ago, and I said the presenter was Jeremy Paxman, but it wasn't. It was a different man. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Apologies. But then I was going, oh, I wish I'd said that at the time.
Oh, well, look at hindsight. 2020. If they say, you know, they say time is linear, right? Mm-hmm. And in theory that all time is happening all at once.
I love that.
Yet somehow, in the moment when we're talking, we can't know the future repercussions of what we're going to say. We can't know the past repercussions of what we're going to say. We're just saying what we're saying. We don't have the ability in our minds to go, oh, can't say that, because you're just talking.
Yeah.
Not wanting to annoy anyone. Jesus Christ.
That's it. You just go, it's not my intention to annoy anyone.
Hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
There's been many things I've wanted to talk about on this, and I just go, because I overthink it, I go, can't go, okay, not going to say that because, you know.
You might say something, the wrong thing, or get into trouble.
Yeah, or that just, that I'll regret it or whatever. And then, but then that means then I don't get to talk to my friend on a podcast.
That's.
My name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps. Than that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Start this, I said I was up my own hoop with the stress levels. Yeah. And yeah, this fucking, the pressure we put on ourselves to be all things at all one time, the pressure's on and the stress levels are high, and nothing's going to make you feel anxious more than putting pressure on yourself to be just like excellent, perfect, all the gifts bought, all the things done, all the trees decorated, all the jobs done, all the fucking suitcases packed, all the washes done, all the ironing, you know. Nothing like a big pile of shit to do is going to, you know, when I have loads of shit to do, that's when I wake up in the morning and go, oh God.
Yeah.
And then we go into the afternoon, now it's the afternoon, you're like, oh God.
Yeah.
You go to bed for 4 hours, you wake up, you go, oh, actually, God, because I'm not actually addressing what I need to do. I'm procrastinating and I'm in denial about how much stuff I have to do. And I'm just not facing any of it because it's too much.
That's it. And then when you feel the overwhelm, what I tend to do is I kind of shut down a little bit. And I also, then everything that I got to do that week, let's say, even though a lot of it is nice stuff that I'm going to enjoy, like I go, I have to go and have lunch with my sister. And, you know, me and my sister are doing an afternoon tea on Wednesday with the baby. And I was, that's beautiful. I can't wait. But I was becoming a bit listy. And going like, I have to do this, I have to do that. And then it became like, afternoon tea with the sister. And I was going, but that's a joyful thing. Don't do that to your brain.
Exactly.
So that's my worry of the week, Philippe. what is yours? And thank you so much for you're right. It is me wanting to be generous more than anything else. And the other things can just take a hike.
Yeah. Bottom line, you want to be generous.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I want to be a real Scrooge. Taking that back.
The real Scrooge. Boil it down
Scrooge.
To
yeah.
The transformed person.
The transformed Scrooge. Yeah.
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 I want to be the transformed Scrooge.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in the second before your ghost shows up and goes, listen, too little, too late.
Yeah. And just shits on everyone. Like, because really the message is, it's never too late. Surely that's the message.
Yes.
But then you get my arsehole ghost that comes in. Well, look at now, guys. Too look. Fuck it, you should have done this 15 years ago. What's wrong with you? You loads of money, love your big house. What the fuck's wrong with you? You're just an arsehole. Scrooge.
And then the credits are everybody else sitting down very depressed. Dancing, really dancing in the middle of the room, having the best time.
Yeah, because
you've ruined it. Everyone's.
I told him. I should have done this ages ago. The same way he should have changed ages ago. But I told him, and I got the last word in. And here I'm the only one at the disco because I told him, and they can all fuck off with themselves.
There's no music. It's just you singing that, just like that. Over the end credits.
And everyone's just leaving. Everyone's leaving because they've spotted that I'm the most obnoxious prick. You forget how obnoxious Ebenezer Scrooge was.
Yeah, Scrooge is crying in the corner after having this huge revelation. Tiny Tim is looking sicker by the moment. And you're just in the middle going, I told him.
And not only am I the ghost of Christmas, here's how it is. I'm the ghost of Christmas obnoxion. Is that a word? Obnoxion. The ghost of the Christmas sherry, because I've had one or two before I rocked up for the courage. Because I was going to tell him. And then I did it. And then I told him. I told him. Did you all see? Did you all see the way I told him? Because I told him. That was me. I'm just talking to myself now.
Oh, a Christmas classic is reborn.
For the stage.
They're always looking for ways to put a new slant on the Christmas carol, and we've come up with it. Well, you've come up with it. I've just been here to witness it.
Yeah, it's the last 5 minutes of the story where he's been all nice, and then I come in and I tell him.
Yeah.
And then the following 20, this is a short film. So how long is a short film? What, 10, 15 minutes?
10, 15 minutes, yeah.
15 minutes. So that's the first 5 minutes. The last 10 minutes is me alone on a dance floor in a workman's club in Victorian era. Don't know what I'm wearing. We'll figure that out. I'll get on. I'll hire a really nice art director, production designer.
Yes, yeah.
Costume designer, etc. I'll be wearing something class. And I'm just in the middle of this worn floor. And there's, you know, it's just Victorian. And it's just me going, and it's all up. That's just the last 10 minutes, just me doing that and pointing at people who are no longer there. Yeah. They've all left because they're like, I cannot listen to this one anymore. She's a pain in the hoop. I'm away. Why would I be here listening to her when it's Christmas Day and all this one is having her own fucking warm welcome for herself there in the middle of the dance floor?
Why do you know people who are no longer there?
Well, they've gone. They've left. Rightfully so. And even though it's the Victorian era, there's a disco ball somewhere in the corner. And I'm even pointing at the disco ball going, I told him.
Oh, now you're working it into the classic Christmas tunes as well.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a smash hit short film.
Simply having a wonderful, I told him. The mood is high. In her own mind, she's simply having a wonderful, I told him, party on her own, in her head. The end. Roll the credits. Written by Yasmin Akram, Philippa Dunn. Performed by Philippa Dunn.
Oh, I don't know. I think it would have to be you created and wrote. I don't know. I'd be some kind of, I don't know, assistant to Philippa Dunn. I think that's what I would be in this situation. Because I've just done a majority of laughing and maybe some ideas about where Scrooge could be sat and where Tiny Tim could be in the story. Yeah. But everything else has come from you.
You can help me storyboard it.
Yes, yeah. And also on the day, I'll be there
to... You can direct it.
I'll direct it happily. Yeah. I mean, I can really see the vision and I can't wait to make that come to life.
Well, we've just workshopped it now, so it's done.
It's done. It's done now. So Philippe...
We're probably running out of time, so I'll just explain my worry. This is really quick, but I was just thinking, do you remember a few weeks ago I spoke about how I read a spooky book when I was a child and I went to bed thinking I was going to burst into flames like spontaneous human combustion. So I stayed awake most of the night going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, counting to 10 to see if I exploded yet.
Combusted.
Yeah. Well, I thought of another time that I did this. Don't know if it was this preceded combustion or came after. What's the word for came after? Doesn't matter.
I don't
preceded.
Know. Preceded, and then there's prologues.
Preceded and followed. Let's just say followed.
Yeah, let's say followed or prologued.
Yeah. So was. Oh, yeah. Me and the brother were about 7, 8, 9, can't remember. Children. Mm-hmm. We were in the bathroom one day. Yeah.
Children.
Children. Opened the bathroom cabinet one day, and lo and behold, in there, way back, tucked in behind the sink, was the first aid kit.
I thought you were going to say Narnia.
Oh, God, no. Jesus, I wish, if only.
No, but it was the first aid kit. Okay, sorry. It just the way that you said it, I thought it's a passage to Narnia. No, it's the first aid kit. Go. Yeah.
The brother, the sister, and the under the sink. That's what it's called. So it was a red, shiny box. And somehow we'd never seen this before. It was probably new. And we were like, wow, look at that. The big white cross in it said first aid.
Oh, God.
Right? Yeah. We go in. We open this up. We start tearing the fucking thing apart. No care for whether somebody will actually need any of this equipment later on down the line, because we're just throwing it hither and thither. And then I come across the... it's not the microscope. Thermometer.
Thermometer. I'm glad that you said that, because I barely did.
And this is the 80s, mind. So it's one of the old school ones. It's a glass thermometer.
Oh, fancy.
So me and the brother start sticking this in our ears, sticking it in our gob, up our nose, etc. I put it into the mouth for a long time and we're trying to read it. We're just like having the crack. I chomped down on it a few times. I can't remember who told me this, whether it was that brother or the older brother, but somebody says, brings it to my attention, don't bite that too hard because there's mercury in it and mercury will kill you.
And so you thought, well, I'll show mercury.
Well, no,
I'm gonna bite into it.
This was pre my I'll tell him days, right? So I was like, oh my God, what if I bit it hard enough whereby the mercury spilt out, it's in my mouth now and I'm going to die. So I looked at the thermometer. I was like, no, the glass hasn't been broken. I don't know. But look, you can never know. But the fact that I licked it, is that bad enough? I don't know.
Right.
After I went back in the box that night, went to bed, lay awake going, am I going to die yet from the mercury? You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Did that for a while. Didn't die. Mm-hmm. And then just remind me of another time where I accidentally sprayed some perfume and tasted it. Again, I was a child.
Yeah.
And I was on my, you know, will I get poisoned and die from this kind of theme. So I remember asking the mother, ma'am, what do you think? Can you die from eating perfume? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, it wouldn't be recommended. No.
Right.
And I said, but can you die from it? She goes, I don't know. And I said, what if you sprayed it and it got on your mouth a little bit? And she goes, yeah, it's probably fine. I wouldn't do that now as a rule, but like it might be okay. And I said, what if a child sprayed it and tasted it on their mouth? Would they die? And she said, I've no idea, I don't know. So again, so, that night.
That is okay, yeah. And I understand what was going on in both of your heads. You didn't want to say what it was because you were too frightened of the actual answer. That is, you will die. So it's like, what if a child... Die. And your mother wasn't obviously understanding that you were trying to say it because it happened to you. So she was trying to give you the legitimate answer rather than going, oh, you'll be fine, don't worry about it. Show me, rinse your mouth out, you'll be grand.
Yeah, I don't think my mother for a second...
Thought it happened.
Maybe noticed that I was talking about myself.
Yes, yeah.
Because she was probably in the middle of doing 14 things at once.
Yes, so and you were camouflaging it in a hypothetical...
Yeah, just like a chit chat, you know.
Yeah.
Casual questions and answers.
Yeah.
Ma'am, perfume. What if one was to, you know, taste it? Yeah. You know, and she's, you know, she's like, sorry, I'm cooking the dinner and I'm ironing and I'm packing your bag for tomorrow. So you know, I don't know. Legit answer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's got nothing to do with Christmas. It's just a glossing over where it just came into my head this morning that, like, I did that thing where I lied in bed counting to 10, thinking, would I die for the spontaneous human combustion? Then I did it again for the thermometer. And then that made me remember as well about the perfume thing. And they
were a lot of counting to 10. There's been a lot of counting to 10.
Yeah.
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 And just
I don't know why.
No, go on. You go on.
No, I don't know why I chose 10 to count to.
No, I think it's a good... I don't know. I completely understand that. I think I still do that from time to time. Like, if I'm sitting on the bus, let's say, and it's stopped and it's doing the driver has been instructed to wait here for a short time. Mm. And I'm going, okay. And then I go, okay, I'm going to count to 10 and it has to move before I get to 10.
Or else.
And so I'm going 7, 8...
Eight.
Nine. Ten. Oh, fuck, it's not going. So it's like, that's the, well, obviously it's in your mind as a countdown or count up to. But it's also, I think it's really, especially when you're a kid, it's so, those things of like, I almost swallowed something or I stood near something or I did something, I'm going to die. It's... I think, yeah, that, like, I don't have anything specific example of that, but I know that feeling of, oh, I think this is now I'm going to die. I touch something or whatever. I suppose I just lie here and wait for it to happen.
I'm just wondering, why was I going immediately to this happened, now I'm going to die? Like, that's classic catastrophizing in the CBT sense, which is when you're panicking and you're having an anxiety episode and you're just immediately jumping to this. So this thing happened and then you immediately jump to, well, the absolute worst possible outcome is going to happen. It's guaranteed. I just have to get ready for when it happens because that's actually just, it's just going to happen. And then because you're so wrapped up in the worry, there's just no space for the logical thought to come in. As in, like, maybe you won't die. Maybe dying is like the most extreme thing you're thinking about because you're really afraid. What it is you're afraid. Doesn't mean you're going to die. You know, just allowing enough time to go, I'm thinking the worst here. I'm thinking the very, very worst.
But do you think as a child, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, but like, because as a child, you can't have the logical steps to, if you spray perfume in your mouth, you can't say to yourself, do you know what? I'm going to get myself to the hospital or I'm going to ring the doctor and see what he says. You've got none of those avenues open to you. So it's just like either someone comes and saves me from this or I die. Those are the two things. And if I don't want to say, because I would imagine in your mind, like spraying perfume, first of all, as a little girl, that wasn't your perfume. That was your mom's perfume or it was somebody else's perfume. Aww. So there's the admittance of, I just sprayed your perfume. And if you don't die, you might get in serious trouble for taking the good perfume out and giving it a spritz. So there's lots of that thing of you just go, I'm probably going to die, but that's better than maybe getting, you know, told off for like putting my mom's shoes on or, you know, whatever it might be. Drinking the thing that I shouldn't have been drinking or eating the thing I shouldn't have been eating.
Like a whole Christmas pudding.
Yeah, look, and we've all done it, Phil. Not a Christmas pudding.
When I was
like,
five.
Do you like Christmas? I don't like Christmas pudding.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Really?
Because in our family, it was traditionally made by my nana. She made a big old batch of them and handed them out to the family over the Christmas. And we got one every year. And that doesn't happen anymore, I'll just say that much. Poor old Nana died at 100. Great age.
Listen.
So because of that, I have a good attachment to the output.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I never had a Nana. I didn't, all my nanas were dead by the time I was born. And the making of a pudding, I think I've established that my mother is not a good cook and has never been a good cook. But I don't like raisins or sultanas. And I don't, it's just, there's too much going on there for me. It's a surprise. Sometimes there's like a bit of, is there a bit of apple or a tangerine or something in
it's
there?
It's lemon, like peel.
Yeah, I don't. Why? Yeah. I don't. I no. I don't want it. No, thank you.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's very dense.
Dense.
It's very dense. Yeah. Yeah.
So I prefer it's a dense chocolate pudding.
Yeah. Well, no. I won't argue with you on that now. But if raisins and fruit isn't your thing, it's just a complete conglomeration of raisins.
It's all of my worst things, yeah, at the same time. So I totally.
So that's fine. Look, just cover it in custard, a bit of ice cream, make sure there's booze in it, and it'll distract you from the fact that there's
everything in there that I don't like. Yeah. Would you do custard and ice cream at the same time?
Well, I'll always do custard. Because I love myself some custard. Although I was afraid of it for years because I don't know why. I didn't know what was in it. And I was just a total, like, I think it's you and the cold beans just going, no, nah.
Yeah, no. I don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally get now, that.
The love for the custard is strong. And now cream I can... cream I can leave behind. Okay.
Right.
Unless it's a brandy cream or a brandy butter. No, brandy butter now ticks all the boxes.
Okay. Now, if any of you want to send Philippa a gift, don't send her cream.
Cream makes me a bit nasally.
Right.
You know, and on top of a full stomach of Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Three course Christmas dinner. I don't need nasally on top of that.
You don't need, no. You want all of your windpipes to be fully flowing.
Yeah, in case I need a turkey sandwich later tonight.
Which you will. Which
I will, guaranteed. Turkey stuffing. My mother makes fabulous stuffing. Jesus Christ.
Oh, listen, it's all to be looking for. Are you going to your mum's or are you going further afield?
I'm going to my mother's. Please God, all this... travel stuff and lockdown and COVID permitting, please God.
Oh God, no, because I tell you something. Last year, while I was having Christmas dinner with my friends, we always do a pre-Christmas dinner, they had to jump up from the table and run to the airport because it was given like the 24 hours, get on that flight or you're not going anywhere. And it was just the most extraordinary thing to see people jump up from the table, me, spoon in the air, going, yeah. Oh, well, you better go. You better leg it. I let myself out.
Plus also, I think we find because Christmas was cancelled last year in the UK and in many other places, I'm assuming, going back to your gift giving. God almighty.
It's all right. We've always remember Brang opened this episode.
Yeah.
I said the word Brang.
Yes. So I think this Christmas also is heightened. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised you went overboard and bought more gifts because, like, I think we're like, right, last year was cancelled. Let's do it extra hard this year.
Yeah.
And like, even I've been into town a couple of times. It's mad. I'm just like, this is too much. But I can understand why, because it was poo-pooed last year. So it's like, I think maybe we just want to do Christmas on speed.
Listen, we know by the time you're listening to this, it will not be Christmas. Christmas will be far, far gone.
So apologies.
And also just we hope you've had a nice Christmas in the past. Because, well, time is linear. So it's all happening now. So Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Easter. Happy every day. Hope worry isn't upsetting you today on this day. Mm-hmm. Hoping you're feeling calm and happy. Yes.
If you'd like to contribute to a Kickstarter to make Philippa's short film.
Actually, it won't be 46 minutes because we'll have to cut out about 20 of that. But yeah, if you want to fund my new film, it'll be directed by Yaz.
Yeah, you just sort that out and send us the money. And so, and send us the money, but please don't send cream. That's all we're asking.
Oh, no. Don't need my sinuses congested.
Congested. Listen, thanks very much for listening. We appreciate it hugely. And if you want to get in touch, we say it every time. Can I explain this before we go, though, about the fact that we never have any emails to read? What happens is we record all the episodes and then we put them out and then we have forgotten to leave space to get the emails. So that's why I just don't want it to look like we're not popular, Phil, because I think we're popular.
Mm. Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
But yeah, if you... If you want to. Yes, if you want to email us, you can. It's weheartwarrior@gmail.com. And thanks again. And happy Christmas for the past, present and future.
And the future. And the ghost of past, present, future. And I told him.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening. Apologies for any offence caused in any way, shape or form. And happy Christmas.
Steel.
And I'm Helen Monks.
And this is Bitchin'.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, why do you read the Wikipedia page?
It's good to practice.
A podcast where every week we talk about a different person.
So how old was he when he first popped on the scene?
That's a great
question. If you say he was my age, I'm gonna fucking die.
And we veer wildly off track.
Pop that Prosec.
Available on all your podcast apps. That's not my... just
can you not say in the advert?
Available on all your podcast platforms. Just search Bitchin' or Great Big Owl.
We'll see you there.
That was all right.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.